Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. I don't know about you, but I've heard from a lot of people that this new normal way of life where we're working online, possibly at our homes, or maybe still in an office, but it can create some different hours and expectations from your boss, your clients, your prospects, maybe your family on what exactly a new workday looks like. With the ability of people to find you wherever you are now, whether it's on a phone call, a text, a Teams meeting that you can now just call people computer to computer, Zoom schedules, calendar invites that tell if you're available or not, there never can be enough time, or so it seems, in the day. Well, in this week's episode of Monday Morning Manager, Jake tackles that exact problem. So without further ado, here we go with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Jake was putting in about 60 hours a week plus some time on the weekends, but was still worried that his sales and management production was not nearly as high as it could be. The family did not see him as much anymore, and his to-do list was constantly growing. Despite all his hard work, the only thing he could conclude was that he needed to do a better job of time management. Diagnosis. Jake's conclusion is partly right, but he might be working on the wrong end of the problem. Last time we looked, there were still 24 hours in a day, and most of us might have a tough time getting that changed. Maybe he should give up on managing time and start to find different ways to manage himself instead. Turns out that most of the symptoms were really because his days had become disjointed with dozens of different activities. He was spending several hours with his reps on 4 days out of five, answering the phone every time it rang, constantly watching his email, taking a sales appointment whenever he could get one, doing paperwork in between, and trying to sneak in some time for prospecting when he wasn't being interrupted with everything else. Prescription. It's not unusual for many reps and managers to have the same problem when trying to manage dozens of different unrelated tasks and still get some time off. One of the best ways to work around this is to schedule similar activities in blocks well before someone else or something else finds a way to eat up your day. Jake decided to schedule certain blocks or days on his calendar for three distinct types of activities, some for production, some for planning and admin, and some for recovery and personal time. Now, he already knows in advance which days he can fill with sales appointments, which days or blocks he will stay in the office to prospect, which time slots are for management, or which days he will leave open for personal time. By pre-scheduling openings for similar activities, he can actually get something done and get on a roll with whatever he has decided to do then. If he can stay loyal to his calendar and jealously guard what he has planned for himself, then he might find that his days are much less fractured and more productive. Critical thinking. Do you feel that your hours and time put into work has changed because of your COVID working situation? What are you doing to maintain the schedule you would like while also hitting all of your work goals and expectations? The drill. The drill always starts with our final thoughts of the morning. First, and I'm not even going to attempt to produce this gentleman's name, you'll have to check it out yourself. Where your attention goes, your time goes. Second, from Carl Sandburg, time is the most valuable coin in your life. You and you alone will determine how that coin will be spent. Be careful that you do not let other people spend it for you. And now the drill. Let's go. We have your top three goals and tactics. Last week, how did things go? What are we working on? What did we accomplish? What are you proud of? This week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional. and the growth dynamics tactics you plan to use to accomplish them. As always, please reach out to schedule one-on-one coaching or review anything that has come out either this week in this episode of Monday Morning Manager or other previous episodes. Now, go out there and make this week the best one yet.